Hi, this is Lori, your host of Happiness Hangout, a space to come and elevate your happiness levels. You, me, and our guests will discuss and help you apply happiness to all aspects of your life, even if you're already happy. Get your daily boost of information to help you feel your best. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happiness Hangout, the place and space to help you feel your best. This is Lori Peters, your host. Very happy today to have a gentleman on, and we're going to be talking about some very interesting things today about how to, as we always do, how to become feel better, become better people. That's what this show is all about. And we're going to talk about to Dr. Bruce Signaco, and we're going to talk to him about his book and ways that we can feel our best. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about him first. His name is Dr. Bruno Signaco, PhD. He studied metaphysics for more than 17 years. He's a very well-known author, master life coach, and certified NLP master practitioner. He's the author of the book, How to Manifest Money Effortlessly. And we love talking about money, so we'll be doing that today, I'm sure. His book talks about techniques to be more prosperous. This book has been published in several languages, such as Italian, Korean, among others. He's also the author of How to Become a Miracle Worker with Your Life, Simple Steps to Use the Almighty Ancient Technique. Now, I'm going to probably say it wrong, and he can correct me when we're done, but the technique is Ho'oponopono. And this, he's the author of several business books as well. He's an international speaker, university professor, and business consultant. He's delivered countless talks, seminars, and conferences in several countries. And his website is IamInfiniteAbundance.com, and we'll talk about that again at the end of the show. So, Dr. Bruce Signaco, welcome to the Happiness Hangout. So glad to have you.
Thank you very much for the invite, Lori. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Sure, and I know we're in very different time zones right now, so thank you for doing this. I think it's very late in the evening where you are right now.
Yes, yes. Here it's very late, but it's a quiet time here. So at night it's very quiet in the place that I'm living. So I appreciate this time for the interview.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So before I start asking you some questions that we went back and forth on, I'd like to know a little bit more about you, what you do, what your passions are.
Okay. This is a very interesting question. I want to comment now. Currently, I am living in London. I lived in different countries. And all over my life, most of my life, I have been studying different spiritual disciplines. And over the last 17 years, I have been studying metaphysics, that is the discipline that goes beyond the physics, beyond what can be seen, what can be perceived by senses. And also I became very interested in this discipline and also start writing and developing courses. And I am currently delivering courses here in London about, for example, abundance or also Ho'oponopono, that is the Hawaiian technique, but also I am lecturing at a university, business modules, and also I am advising individuals on well-being and also organization on business strategies. So it's a very varying activity. So I have a very full day, but a very fulfilling, and I feel that teaching, but also conveying my knowledge through books and seminars is about my mission. I feel that this is the passion in my life, and I'm very happy that I could discover this early on, and also I can follow through this passion that made me feel so content, and also I can give back to community, to people, all the things that I receive all over my life.
I see. And where did you grow up, and how did you get into this field?
I grew up in Argentina, in South America, and I have Italian and Argentinian. My parents are from Italy. My grandparents are from Italy, and my parents are from Argentina. And so I have half my family in Argentina, where I was born, in a third city in Argentina that is called Rosario. And I have half my relatives in the north of Italy near Venezia, that is the north of Italy, a very nice place too. So we can say that I'm divided among three countries, We can say England, Italy, and also Argentina.
Oh my goodness, you sound like you've been all over the world, and I'm sure with all your experiences that makes it's a full, very full, rich life. And how did you get into metaphysics and into the spiritual place that you are?
Very, very important question. I have to be very grateful to my mother, and also many of the books I wrote in memory to my mother that is in heaven. And I feel that she led me to the path of metaphysics. For example, I remember when I was very, very young that she gave me around 13 years old, and she gave me a book about metaphysics. Was called Metaphysics 4-in-1, and there were four books in one. And I started reading this and I thought, can this work in practice? So I started practicing the exercises that were given by the book, and I started noticing some changes in my life, in some cases slight changes, in other cases much more significant changes. I noticed that when I thought in the right way, means in a positive way, things tend to flow and go much more easily. And when I became negative, in some cases was not on purpose, things started to go in the wrong way, if we can say a wrong way exists. And so I started changing my mindset gradually, and also I felt that I want to share this with other people, with my friends first, with other relatives, with then with my colleagues. And I felt that people were, in many cases, rejecting the knowledge because they thought that this was like too outlandish. In other cases, they took this very positively. They were very receptive, but it took time for me to discover that I have to put this much more in action, for example, through talks or seminars or articles or a website. Or it took me time because at the beginning I didn't feel that I can deliver knowledge beside the knowledge that I have read. So I started reading much more, attending seminars, and also getting some training in metaphysics. And I felt that there is a lot to explore. And I feel that I'm always a student. I'm a continuous student, and I'm always reading a lot, always studying. Even when I have read a lot in my life, I feel that this is the attitude that I recommend that people should have: always continuous self-training, and also being very discerning what you read, what you go deeper in reading. And I felt that this was a path to evolution, and I felt also that. And one moment I felt that I wanted to share. I start teaching at university, but also in parallel, I also start writing books, and also about business in some cases, and books about self-help or articles. And this became my real passion. I feel that this is something that many people should look for their passion, because many people in practice, they have a lot of potential, but they cannot channel all this energy, all these positive talents through their passion. And I feel that I'm one of the things that made me more fulfilled is to share the knowledge with the world, share the knowledge with communities, because I feel that can connect much more closely to communities. So this is what made me feel much more at peace. And also when I'm share knowledge, also, I get more clarity, because I feel that you can always get more clarity on topics that you have analyzed, studied, but also you can observe the topics always from different perspective. In my
Definitely.
opinion, knowledge is always limitless. You only grasp a little portion of the knowledge that is available in the universe, and we have to be very humble about this. And my attitude is always like, not like the master or a guru, but on the contrary, it's like the student, always willing to learn more and to share what I know, modestly speaking, with other people.
Well, yes, and I would imagine you have a business background, and so do I. Do you think, I think I know what you're going to say, but do you think business and metaphysics can combine together?
They can combine together. They can combine together. And of course, what I feel that most of the businesses, I don't want to generalize, but most of the businesses are only focused on profits. This means they're trying to get profit, obtain customer, get more market share, get a customer from competitors to their own company. And this is the wrong approach. What I've seen that the opposite approach work in business. And the approach is very simple and can be defined with one word, that is generosity. This means that instead of businesses trying to get, they have to give before. And how can they give? They can give, for example, good customer service. They can provide the market with the best products. They can provide, for example, with good support for the current clients or customer, but also they can give, for example, free gifts, for example, a PDF books, or, for example, advice on a website or blogs. Everything that is given create a flow, create a state of circulation from the metaphysical perspective. And when you give from a perspective of unconditional love, you will always receive. You will always receive, and you will receive more than you believe that you will receive, more than expected. Why? Because it's a law. It's like respiration. You cannot breathe out without breathing in. It's all connected. So when you give first, when you have an attitude of service that many business do not have, means trying to make people's life much easier and much more simple, and try, if possible, in different ways to reduce the pain of people and to increase the happiness. This is what people are looking in practice in life. They're trying to reduce or eliminate the pain and increase the state of happiness. If business can contribute at least a little bit, the world will be better, in my opinion. And I feel that business are, in many cases, heartless. They are like too focused on the bureaucracy, the procedure, the system, the practices, the strategy, the tactics, and all this is important. But if we focus only on this, and we do not give a something of value to people around us, not only externally, but also the company's employees, will be difficult for the business to prosper in a from the holistic perspective. I feel that businesses are, in practice, too focused on things that can be measured, like profit, revenues, cost, reducing costs, but they forgot the essential, that is the human side of business, the personal contact with people, the enriching other lives. So this is my opinion, and I feel that companies that progress and they succeed, they thrive in a very evident way, they are giving a lot. They are giving a lot without expecting anything in return. And of course, they get a lot back because this is the law. This is like a law of cause and effect, or law of compensation, like many masters call this law, that is, everything is circulating. But if business is only focused on getting, obtaining, they are forcing, and also getting in many cases is driven by fear. For example, I want to get more clients because I'm fearful of getting bankruptcy, or I'm fear of not paying the bills. Well, all this behavior that are very common in many businesses are driven by fear. Instead, giving is driven by love. Means that when you give, and you can say, but I also advise some small businesses, and they told me, we don't have so much to give because we have very little amount of resources. And I tell them, you know what? You don't have to give only material things. If you don't have so many material resources, you can give immaterial resources. For example, you can give thanks to your suppliers and to your clients. You can give thanks to your employees. You can give, for example, if you are the business owner, you can give a smile to your employees when you visit the office or the factory. And also you can give, for example, technical advice if you are working in partnership with other companies. You can give, for example, support to clients, to employees, be more understanding when employees have problems. They are not clocks in a machine, but they are human beings. So it's a much more humane approach what is needed for business. This is my, I'm completely convinced of this, that if the businesses that are very important institution in this society, in the whole world, and they drive the world economy, if the business behave in a much more humane way, means they see the human side of things, things will got better, and we won't have exploitation of people working in many companies, or we won't have people overworking, or we won't have also a situation of work that are the worst, that the employees are not respected with the matter of their dignity. So I feel that it's important for businesses to contribute, to do their own contribution in a way that they can make a better world. They're not there in the world only to make profit, but they have what is called in business now, they have a social responsibility, what they call corporate social responsibility, that is giving something back. But in my opinion, corporate social responsibility is a limited concept, because you are giving something back because you got first. My approach is completely different. Give first. There are many masters that say, serve everyone first in the best way. Do your best according to your circumstances, and the world will smile at you. So it's such a simple thing, but it's so powerful concept. I can say that. Yes. Sorry, I got carried away with all this.
That's okay. That's okay. Because what I was thinking about is, you know, you're talking a lot about how we give to customers and how we give back, and we do things just for the sake of doing them. And we know we get back when we give. But when it comes to employees, you did touch upon that for a second. And, you know, here I'm in the U.S. and I've had more people around me in my life, whether it's professional, personal, whatever it is, who are really struggling at their places of employment. And I think, I don't know exactly what that is. I don't know if people are still coming from a place of lack and I don't have enough, but they a lot of employees are feeling like they're overworked. The expectation is that they have to be using their technology for work all the time, when you and I both know that you have to shut your mind, your brain down. You have to shut yourself down in order to gain the strength and to feel clear when you come to work. So I am just noticing how many employees just are not really feeling their place at work, and they're looking for ways to follow passions. They're looking for ways to have a life, to say, you know what, this isn't working for me anymore.
Very important concept. I completely agree with you on this, and I will add, I want to add to this important insight that this idea that is, I feel that this overwhelming feeling of many workers has few reasons that can be identified. The first reason is that many employees are working for a company only for the salary. They don't feel really fulfilled in the spiritual, emotional, and mental way. For this reason, they take this as a chore instead of taking this as a contribution to the company, a contribution to the environment and the external stakeholders. But companies also are responsible for this, because supposing that the employee doesn't feel fulfilled, they can show these employees what is their individual contribution, not only to the company, but to the customer, to the supplier, to the market in general. Companies should make this a very important task on a continuous basis, keep them updated of their individual contribution. This means that the company's owner or the top management of a company should be very, very important from this viewpoint, informative on a continuous basis of the achievements, even when they're small achievements, and very grateful to the employees so that they can feel like a caress from the employers, and they feel that they are making sense, because people in many cases get overwhelmed because their lives tend to be meaningless. So it's important for employers to show that their contribution is meaningful. This means that they are making sense. They are changing, to a certain extent, the environment in a positive way. They are contributing to offering better products, better services to make customers satisfied. This contribution should be highlighted with a small report or emails on a continuous basis, because in this way they will be motivated. But another point is that many employees, in my opinion, are stuck in their situation of, let's say, restlessness and also dissatisfaction, because they feel that they are not in the right place at the right time. But there is always a reason to do, all these employees, I have to tell them that there is always a reason why they are there at that time, at that moment. And there is always part of the path to evolution, personal development. This is a very important, the place that they are there now is an important stepping stone to the next level. So my opinion on this is, I encourage these employees to do their best according to their resources, according to their skills, their talents, to share their knowledge, to share the good mood when possible with customers, with employees, because by doing so, they're raising their energy levels, they're getting more positive thoughts, they're getting less emotional distress, and of course, by doing so, they will be much more likely to manifest a better position, a better post, or their own company in the future. Instead, if they focus on negativity, means they are overwhelmed, they are sad, they are angry, they are stressed, well, this will keep them stuck. They cannot think clearly, they will feel emotionally overwhelmed, and this will be generating negative energy. And because of the law of attraction, many masters say, they will tend to attract more negative circumstances. So the way to solve problems is not to get more negative, because negativity, there is a saying that goes, negativity always works, always attract more negativity. So it's a way that never fails. When you get negative, you will tend to attract more negativity. So the way out of this is getting more positive, enjoy the little things that you have at work. You can say, some people take things for granted, will say, no, but I don't like anything of my job. You don't like anything at all. Or you like some things that, for example, that you have some friends at work, or you have like a time to have a good tea or good coffee, or you have like a more knowledge that before entering this post. Look for little things to enjoy at your job, so that even when they are small, and you can say, well, they won't change your life, but the recognizing them, being more grateful, thankful, will make you feel much more energetic and also raising your energy.
And then better things come to you too. Then better things come to you. Because I'm a big follower of the law of attraction. I have been following it. We talk a lot about it on this show. And like you said, the simplest things put you in a better positive place to allow other things to come in. And I find a lot of people, when you're talking about business and work, along with that, they struggle with the word money, and they struggle with how to get more of it. And I'd like to, because I know that you deal with money, you know, in the law of attraction. And I have found that, and I have to learn this the very hard way, the more that you think about needing money, the more you don't get it. Because if you keep saying, I need, I need, I need, I need, and you feel kind of stressed out about it, then it doesn't come. You really have to lighten up about money, and you have to say, it would be great if I could get this thing. Because sometimes it's not money that you want, it's a thing that you want. So you don't have to necessarily get money. Sometimes people give it to you, or sometimes it just shows up in your life. So people have to really stop being so stressed about money, don't you think?
Perfect. I completely agree. Yes, people get stressed about money. And I want to comment on this because it's a very interesting topic, very widespread topic. In my first book, that is How to Manifest Money Effortlessly, I have a chapter that is called Playfulness. And in this chapter, I commented about a very simple principle. People in practice in life do not look for material things. Even when you say, I want to get a new house, or I want to get a new car, or I want to go on holiday, you can say, oh, in practice, people are not looking for things. They're looking for the emotions that they will experience if they had these things. So they're looking
Yes.
for emotional states. They're looking for the experience of fulfillment, of happiness, of pure love. When they're looking for a couple, they're not only looking for the person, but moreover, above all this, they're looking for the experience of love, connection, and these things are immaterial. My advice that I give in this chapter is experience these feelings first, before these things come, because by doing so, if you want, for example, love, experience love to yourself and to others, because by doing so, the couple will come, good friends will come. If you want to feel secure, financially secure with money, experience the self of confidence, security, self-assurance first. Feel at ease first. Feel like a tranquil, calm, as if you had a lot of money, and the money will be added effortlessly. But people are looking for the means instead of dwelling into the end. The end of all these means things is the emotional peacefulness, happiness, all positive state. And this is under your control because you can evoke positive emotion from the present moment or from the past, good experiences that you have in the past. You can always evoke, you can play with your emotion in a very practical way. So, but people tend to focus on the negative emotion. So because they say, I cannot get this, and so they're acting in the opposite way. By focusing on the negative emotion, they are getting all these possible things that to come in the future away, much more away, because what happened? Because of the law of attraction, when you dwell into negative emotion and you generate as a consequence of these negative thoughts, you tend to attract negative circumstances, people, and situation into your life. So my little tip is focus on the emotion. How will you feel? A question that you have to ask yourself. How will you feel if you had a lot of money? Will you feel much more relaxed, calm? Will you feel much more in control? Will you feel like a life make a lot of sense? How do you feel in your body? Because emotions are always surrounding your body and attached to your body. How do you feel in your body? You feel much more relaxed, less tense. Your heart is beating faster. Try to dwell on into these feelings that are very important. And this is the path, the effortless path to abundance. When people are seeking things desperately, this is the wrong way, because desperation always bring about anguish, angst, the fear, and in some cases expectation that you are fearful that they won't get fulfilled, and these are all negative states. Instead, being calm, surrender to the present moment, but also try to manage your thoughts in order that you focus on positive thoughts and you focus on positive emotion. And by doing so, you are generating positive energy. And this is not only stated by metaphysics, but also by quantum physics. You will sooner or later attract what you are focusing on, because this is the law, and focus on the positive state. Emotions are as important as thoughts, because many people say, I'm always doing the affirmation on a continuous basis, saying, I am rich, I am rich, I'm rich. But then when you analyze them very carefully, they're feeling desperate, they're feeling fearful, they're feeling like the life doesn't make any sense. So it's the emotions and the thought that go together, they affect one another. So it's very important to monitor, be self-aware. There is a very important saying, a philosophical saying that, and also religious saying that say, know yourself. Well, check what you are thinking on a continuous basis. Check what you are feeling on a continuous basis. Can you refocus on positive things so that by doing so, not only you are raising your energy levels, but at the same time, you are experiencing the emotion that you want to experience if you have good things, a good house, a good car, a good relationship in advance. So with no effort. So I think that this is very good advice and priceless tip for listeners.
Well, I like what you say about feeling the experience of having it before you have it, or feeling the emotions that you would feel if you had all the money you wanted, if you had the car you wanted, if you had the love of your life that you wanted. Feel those emotions first. And it does seem very backward to a lot of people. And I'll give you an example. When I changed careers and I changed jobs, it was scary to do that. Because my money situation was changing. And one thing that I would do is I would walk around and look at things that I loved and appreciated that, say I already had. Like I love my car. I always have. And I would appreciate my nice car. I have this great car. I have this great piece of furniture. I love like things that make me feel abundant. I have a little porch area that's decorated and I love how that looks. And it makes me feel so good to be out there. And I might look at whatever it is that I've already have in my life that makes me feel abundant, I would take notice to those things and then I would appreciate them more and then I'd feel better and more calm. So that's another thing that you can do to help yourself have the experience first before it happens. It's like letting love into your life. You have to already love yourself and other people, and you already have to be a person who loves a lot to really let that great love in. And that's with anything. That's with love. That could be with money. That could be with something you want. It's with anything in life. So, this is something that a lot of people want to talk about. And it isn't an easy concept because many people have to change their whole thought process. And you have to say it over and over in different ways sometimes for people to understand that. So I'm always willing to have a conversation about the law of attraction, because I think if even if people listen to every show I do, if reinforcing what it is always helpful.
Very important concept, and I like your tips because I feel that the people follow these tips, the tips that we are providing in this program, people will have their lives much more easy, much easier, and will become much more effortless when achieving their goals. I want to add to the tip that you gave before. One more tip: gratitude or appreciation is a very important tip. I always deliver this tip in my seminars, but also I want to add an additional tip to this one, that is blessing. So you have, when you go around your environment, for example, rooms or you get your workplace, bless means bless everything around you from your heart. How you bless? Saying, I love you. I love you. You meet a person that you don't know, you say to them, I love you. You meet an old friend, you say, I love you. You say, I love my room. I love, when you are blessing, you can bless in different way, but I love you is the most simple way. You are also emanating positive energy, and you're raising your energy. And as a consequence of this, because of the law of attraction, you are likely to attract much more positive things on your life. But another thing that you can do on a continuous basis is to celebrate. People are very stuck with the negative thing that they don't give themselves time to celebrate. You don't have to organize a big party to celebrate. For example, when you have a day at work and you have been, for example, with some accomplishment or some little sense of fulfillment, even when there are very little contribution, but at the end of the day, you can prepare a good meal or you can, for example, watch a good movie. So little thing to give yourself good time to celebrate and feel that you are making sense in this life, because meaningless is one of the worst state that many people have, feeling that they're not making sense of their life, they're not making any contribution. When you feel that something went well in during the day, a little celebration, maybe a bit of meditation if you want to do at the end of the day to calm yourself down, or maybe relaxing or a good bath, for example, having a nice shower. These little things put you in a state of celebration, and celebration as gratitude is also a good state and raise your energy. So celebration, blessing and gratefulness is a very important technique too. And we cannot do this also being generous. A very important technique to take into account. Try to be generous at least once a day. So try to help a stranger cross the street, or try to help, for example, children with their homework, or help a relative that want to send advice from you. Try to give, you don't have to give material things. You can give a smile, you can give support, you can give a hug, you can give a kiss to your relative, to your friend. Always focus on giving, because giving puts you in a state of bliss. When you give, and when you give from your heart, means in an unconditional manner, your energy rises very quickly, because you are not expecting anything in return. You are obviously giving unconditionally, and the universe always give you back.
And these things that's okay. Many of these things are research-based. I mean, you know, I've read the research on it. I know you have. How, you know, when you're feeling your best, your pleasure receptors in your brain go off, and dopamine and serotonin are released. Yeah. These aren't just pie in the sky things. These are really research things. So to make sure, I want to make sure we get this in before we end our show. I'd like to talk a little bit about your last book, which is How to Become a Miracle Worker with Your Life. And you talk about an ancient healing technique I'd like our listeners to learn and gather information on. Hopefully they'll enjoy it. I might be saying it wrong, but Ho'oponopono. Tell us what that is.
Ho'oponopono. Yes, you said this well. It's a difficult word, but it's very simple to explain. Ho'oponopono, the first part, ho, means to perform, to make, to carry out. And the second part, pono, means good, correct, virtuous, proper, right. Means Ho'oponopono means making things correct or making things right or amending your mistakes. It's an ancient Hawaiian technique that has been for a long time. What happened is this technique is very simple. It's about saying four sentences on a continuous basis. The sentences are, I am sorry. The second sentence is, please forgive me. The third sentence is, I love you. And the fourth sentence is, thank you.
Repeat those again.
Yes. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I am sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. I am sorry, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. I love you, thank you. So you have to repeat these sentences on a continuous basis. You can repeat these sentences aloud in your mind, and you can say these sentences to yourself or to divinity. Doesn't matter how you do this. You can say in any language. The idea is that this technique is based on the principle of repentance, forgiveness, love, and also gratitude. And this technique was developed by an ancient master, the Kahuna in Hawaii. And the idea is that, according to this technique, you have a lot of subconscious memories that are programmed, that are below the level of your awareness. You cannot access them directly. And these subconscious programs that are below the level of your awareness, your conscious mind, are the cause of all the problems in your life. So by saying these four sentences, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you are deleting, with the help of the divine, with the help of divinity, you are deleting these subconscious memories that are the cause of all your problems. And by deleting the cause, consequence that is a problem tend to disappear effortlessly. Very, very important. You can say, is that simple? Yeah, the basic technique is very simple, is to say non-stop. You can say, but I have to say even when I am working. Well, now in this interview, I am saying the four sentences because I said too many times, and this become like a positive habit, because you always have memories to clean. It's called a cleaning process. You have memories in your mind to clean, and these memories come from your parental upbringing. Some of the memories are inherited through your DNA. Some of the memories come from your social conditioning, and these memories get into your subconscious mind and they are affecting the way that you perceive the world, the way that you act, the way that you feel emotion and what emotion you feel, and also your thinking process. So when you have financial problems, when you have, for example, relationship breakups, when you have, for example, challenges with your health, according to the Ho'oponopono perspective, all these problems are generated by your subconscious memory. So the Ho'oponopono masters say, please take responsibility. Recognize that all the problems in your life are caused by your subconscious memories. But you don't have to despair. There is a right technique for this. You have to say these four sentences on a continuous basis. And by doing so, easily these memories will be deleted. And some people, when I deliver some courses about Ho'oponopono, they ask me, do I have to know what memories to delete? You don't have to know anything at all, because in practice you have so many memories. How can you identify the one that are, and also they are beyond the level of your consciousness? How can you know this? You have to understand that when you say these four sentences, you are supported by the divine. This means that these four sentences are like a password to reconnect your energy to the divine, because these memories are creating a temporary disconnection with the divine. They are obliterating your connection. Your natural connection will never disappear, but they are obliterating or making this connection not so clear with the divine. And by doing so, by saying Ho'oponopono phrases on a continuous basis, you are reconnecting fully to the divine, and you are emptying your mind from these subconscious memories, and you, according to Ho'oponopono perspective, you are more likely to receive divine inspiration. That is very important. We all want more inspiration, good ideas, good insight. Well, the good ideas, according to Ho'oponopono perspective, won't come from your subconscious memories, because these are a reflection of the past. So, and they are the cause of all the problems in your life. So when you delete by saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, on a continuous basis, you reconnect to the divine, but also you are emptying your mind to receive divine insights that will help you evolve. You will feel naturally more peaceful, naturally much more an evolved human being. You will feel much more blissful. You will feel that your life makes sense, and also you will experience more clarity. A very important problem that many people have is that they are not clear about their life, about their work, about their relationship. Why? They are not clear because they are bombarded by the messages of this subconscious memory that are affecting their emotions, they are affecting their thoughts, they are affecting their actions, they are affecting the way that they perceive the world. And many specialists, scientists, certify that most of our action come from the subconscious mind. Most of the action that we perform during the day are almost automatic without a good level of awareness. So by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, on a continuous basis, you will feel much more aware of the current environment. You will feel that you can have much more a blissful experience. And also, you will see, imagine that the memories are like a dust on a glass. You will feel that you are cleaning this glass that is your mind from this dust. Because these memories are like dust, you are cleaning, and the glass that is transparent will allow the divine light to go in. So in this case, when you are bombarded and overwhelm and clogging your mind with the subconscious memories, the light of the divine cannot penetrate you fully, because there are two possibilities. So you are slavish to these memories. What most people are means constantly driven by these memories that create all this problem, or you are driven by divine inspiration. So these are the two opposite states. It's an ongoing process, because you can say, can you ever delete all the memories? It's important to start, because you will always receive the help from the divine. And you have all the emotion, all the negative assumption that you have, they are all generated by these memories. So go to the cause. Many techniques go to the the consequence. For example, when the people have a problem, they try to fix the problem. They say, oh, how can I fix this? How can I fix this? And your external world, what is affecting you, is a consequence of your internal world. Many gurus and many masters, many sages said this over time in history, and it's true. Your external world is always a reflection of your internal world. So go to the cause means go to your subconscious mind and clean these memories on a continuous basis by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. You can say this when you are going to sleep. You can say when, for example, you are waiting for a friend. You can say when you are at work, you are at a break. But when you do this on a continuous basis, you will feel that this is a positive habit that was taken, and this will become automatic. And also, you will see that at the beginning, slight changes, small positive changes, but then you will see much more positive changes because you are declogging, you are decluttering your mind. I always compare this technique like housekeeping. When you live in a house, you won't leave the house dirty. You won't leave the house like untidy. So why you leave your mind clogged with negativity, with negative memories, negative programs? Why you don't take care? It's like how you can say people don't do housekeeping once in a while. They do housekeeping on a continuous basis because they know if they don't do so, the house will get dirty, the house will get messy, the things will break down in the house and so on. So very important, take this the same responsibility as you have for housekeeping. Another author also say that is like rebooting the computer. When you have viruses in the computer is not working well. Well, Ho'oponopono work like the antivirus, means that help you reboot the computer so that your mind, and you will say moreover, your life begins to make sense and becomes much more prosperous, effortless, and blissful.
Well, you know, Bruno, Dr. Bruno, we do only have about 5 minutes left, and I do want to add one thing. When we talk about the divine, I want people to understand that the divine for one person could be different than another. Some people, the divine is God. Some people, divine is nature. It's anything that you connect to that's bigger than yourself, whatever the divine means to you. So I just wanted to add so people understand it's whatever appears bigger than them. It doesn't have to be whatever it is to you, it is to you.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Completely agree with this. In my opinion, the divine is unconditional love. And everything from my perspective and perspective of many masters, divine love, unconditional love, is what pervades everything that exists. So
yes,
love, divine love, the purest energy that exists, is pervading all your cells, all your organs, all the environment around you, animals, the nature, everything, the seas, the rivers, the ground. So everything is pervaded, the sky, everything is pervaded by the divine. Everything is embedding the energy of the divine. And when you feel unconditional love for a job or feel unconditional love for a person, means love without any exception, love with no reason, you get connected to this divine love energy. You feel a bit what is the divine in yourself. This is the best manifestation of what is the divine. So when you feel unconditional love, when you, for example, help a community, or you feel fulfilled because you donate money, or you feel good because you raise a child, well, you are being the image of the divine. You are being the image of this unconditional love. And people don't have to represent, according to their religion, they can have like a human figure, the divine, like above us. But it's more than this. It's unconditional love, the purest energy. It's the limitlessness. It's pure wisdom. It's a peacefulness. It's also the state of harmony. So you connect, and this is your essence, because you are made at the image of the divine. It's your essence. So, and it's around you. It's nearer than you think. You don't have to. If you want to go to the church, this is okay. If you want to get the spiritual groups, these are okay too. But also look into yourself. The divine is in you, not only outside. You are image of the divine, and this is unconditional love. The best way to define the divine is unconditional love, means a love that is so close and so the spirit is so vibrant that make you feel that everything makes sense and you feel like your life is very fulfilled. So this is my opinion on the divine, and I feel that many people will agree, regardless of the religious beliefs or the spiritual belief that they have.
Well, Dr. Signaco, we're just about to wrap up here in another minute or so. Tell people where they can find you if they want to learn more about Ho'oponopono, or they would like to see your books. Where can they find you?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. First off, I want to appreciate your invite, very generous of you. And I want to say that people can find information about me checking my website, that is www.iaminfiniteabundance.com. There you can find some courses related to Ho'oponopono and abundance, but also they can find my two books that are How to Manifest Money Effortlessly, Techniques to Be More Prosperous, published in 2013, and also How to Become a Miracle Worker with Your Life, a step to use the almighty ancient technique of Ho'oponopono, that was published in 2015. But also they will find, when they check the website, they will find a lot of free gifts. For example, they can receive a PDF, free PDF about the main secret for prosperity, and also they will have videos, interviews, and also lots of gifts that are free, because I want to give a lot of gift and present for the visitors. So, and yes, I'm delivering courses on a frequent basis, but only here in the UK nowadays. But all information about the new courses, upcoming courses, will be posted on my social media, and also this can be checked on the website, www.iaminfiniteabundance.com.
Well, Dr. Bruno Signaco, thank you so much for being on the Happiness Hangout. Really appreciate your time and your wisdom on this subject.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is a very nice program, and I'm very, very thankful of having been participating in this program.
Well, thank you. And I'd just like to take a moment to thank our sponsors, AirServe of Strongsville and AirServe of Mentor. For all your heating and cooling needs, www.airserve.com. And also to The Magic Happens magazine, and that's www.themagichappensnow.com. Check out their magazine. Thanks again, everybody, for checking in with us at the Happiness Hangout, and we will see you next time. Have a great day.
Hi, this is your host, Lori. Want to get more happiness? Check out all the free readings, activities, and my blog at my website. Want to learn how to deal with life's challenges from your positive core? Check out Empowering Yourself to Happiness class, done totally online. You can find it all at www.happinesshangout.net. www.happinesshangout.net. Come explore and feel better wherever you are. This is Lori Peters with the Happiness Hangout. I provide presentations on happiness and well-being to businesses, schools, and anyone involved in wellness and professional days. Check out tons of free resources and activities also at my website, www.happinesshangout.net. Feel better wherever you are. Help us grow the Happiness Hangout Show. Become a sponsor. Businesses and nonprofits, get your info out there to thousands of my listeners all over the world for just pennies. Individuals can also sponsor one or more shows, and you get a shout out to your favorite charity. Several packages available. Come see what you get and put out there what's important to you. Go to www.happinesshangout.net. www.happinesshangout.net for more information.